Uplifting, encouraging Spirit FM, Laura Story, what a savior. It's Good Morning Radio at 7:10, and it is a Tuesday. Miss Linda, what does that mean?
That means that we have Dr. Tim Clinton joining us in the studio, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. Good morning.
Hi, Linda. Hi, Michael. How
Welcome.
Are you
guys?
Great. How are you?
Got the sun shining anyway. Thank the Lord.
Eh? Finally,
oh,
yeah. Some
we got
sun.
More rain on the way today or no?
I think so. Yes. Yeah, there's even a call for thunderstorms. So
been a wild week, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Graduation. Was amazing. My daughter Megan graduated, you guys.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Does that mean I'm getting older?
No.
You go backwards. Parents go backwards in age.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a picture together. But it was fun.
Great.
And, I thought Governor Romney, who spoke at Liberty graduation, did a great job.
Mm.
Yeah, he did. I thought it was strong. Everybody, I know there was a lot of people wondering what was going to happen up at Liberty.
Well, it was very controversial.
I thought it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Great delivery. Julie's mother, a little update on Julie's mom.
Yes.
She came back out of the hospital from University of Virginia. She's home. But they, you know, doing a little work, a little shout out to her. Glad she's back home and making things.
Mm-hmm.
Things are coming together for her. She's got a port that they had to put in, and and they're going through a process of medicating the pulmonary hypertension for her.
Okay.
So just pray for her. Remember her.
Yeah, her name's Marilyn. So if you would remember Marilyn in prayer.
She's a mother-in-law. You know how it goes, Michael.
No. She's a sweet thing.
Hey, shout out to my son, Zach, and the LCA baseball team, VIC champs. They start in the States this week.
Nice.
State baseball playoffs. Did you guys notice? Michael, I'm going to say the number, 48. You know what that means, right?
That's racing.
He won Darlington this weekend. What was big about that was Hendrick Motorsports' number 200 win.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big deal.
Wow. Amazing.
Now, that was in Darlington, right?
Yeah.
This weekend?
Because
I was in South Carolina, so I did know about that. I had to drive through Darlington. And I was like, hey, the race is here.
See? He is getting
Maybe
educated.
I should swing on by.
You're getting it. Hey, you know, last week, too, President Obama, and I usually don't talk politics much, but endorsing gay marriage, I just, you know, for me, it was disappointing that you know, he came out and affirmed that. We'll see where all this goes, but I mean, I think we really need to step back. Today we're going to talk a lot about the family, and I want to talk about the importance of family traditions, family vacations, family time together, you know that, and the institution of marriage. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be insensitive, but I want to be bold about what I think God has declared as important and what we need to band together on and commit ourselves to. And to champion. I mean, it's what the Bible says. And so I want to talk a little bit about that. North Carolina, by the way, protected the bond of marriage, the sanctity of marriage, last week, too, saying that it was simply a relationship between a man and a woman. And I know people are both sides of this whole issue, but we need to talk about these issues more openly. You know that?
Mm.
In addition, excuse me, one other thing came up this week. I don't know if you guys heard about the plane crash with Ron Luce's daughter, Hannah.
No.
Mm. Yeah, a number of gentlemen from Oral Roberts University, and Hannah Luce was on the plane. She's Ron runs Teen Mania and all the Acquire the Fire events. You guys remember that?
Yes,
we've done
absolutely.
A lot of work with Ron. Mm-hmm. He's a good friend. His daughter was the only survivor on that plane crash that went down in Kansas over the weekend. Four of those guys died. Interesting story out of it. One of those men who got killed, his name was Austin Anderson, 27-year-old Marine, did two tours in Iraq. He was an ORU grad, been out at ORU recently a couple of times just talking to the administration and faculty out there. Here's what's interesting. He actually survived the plane crash himself and pulled Hannah from the burning plane.
Wow.
He got the two of them to a road for help. The tragedy and all that was that he died.
Mm.
You know, and so pray for the families of those who have lost their sons.
Mm-hmm.
And pray for Ron and, in particular, Hannah, who right now is in the hospital. She's the lone survivor again. Burns over 28% of her body.
Wow.
Going through skin grafting and all that stuff right now. And I know the Luce family would deeply appreciate your prayers.
Mm-hmm.
So. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we're going to talk about family.
Casting Crowns, Life Song, Uplifting, Encouraging, Spirit FM. It's Good Morning Radio 720. It's 59 in Blacksburg. Join with me, Dr. Tim Clinton and Linda Armstrong. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Tim. Welcome to the studio. We're talking about families today.
We are. Hey, yeah. What are you guys going to do this summer?
Well, I know what I'm doing next week. I'm heading to Florida to see my family.
Nice. Hey, number one destination for getting away for the summer.
For the summer, a cruise?
Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
The beach,
or
the lake. They go together.
Okay.
42% will actually wind up at the beach or lake.
Yeah.
Hey, on the list, by the way, 81% plan to do something this summer. You know, a lot of people are saying, listen, we can't afford it. Mm-hmm. And when you really look at the research and start understanding the issue of family for a moment, you may not be able to afford it, but you can't afford not to figure something out.
Really? Yeah.
To spend time with your family. It's so critical. You're going to be staggered by the research today I'm going to present to you. But guess what? Guess what makes number two on the list of what you actually are going to do this summer? Families are actually going to do. Second most common thing.
Camping. No.
The beach and lake are number one.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Shopping.
No.
Julia.
Together.
Yay! Whee!
Hey. Shopping with your kids?
I have no idea. Shopping's on the list. Shopping's on the list. Number three, school reunions are on the list. What's that about?
Oh, I didn't even have one.
Never. Never.
Learning activities. What?
Learning vacation? Activities.
Going
wow.
To, hey, like going to intensives, like modulars or something for schools. Water parks come in at number five.
That should have been number two.
Yeah. Camping. Park. Hey, by the way, learning activities, water parks, and camping all made the list. About 22% of Americans
are
going to wind up doing something like that. There they are. According to the U.S. News and World Report, number one destination, vacation destination in America.
It's got to be Disney.
I would say this is recommended.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
What?
No, I said Lynchburg.
Oh,
Lynchburg.
Where is it?
Dude, this,
where? Where do people go?
Grand Canyon.
Seriously?
I've never been there.
Oh. Yosemite Park was ranked number two. Now, these are recommended vacation destinations.
Oh, okay.
Orlando. Remember I said the beach or the lake's number one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Walt Disney World, number three.
Yeah, families.
Yellowstone, up on the list. Myrtle Beach checked in at number 10.
Oh.
Huh.
Yeah, there's good old Myrtle showing up down there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm shocked that the Grand Canyon is because the heat. That shocks me.
I've flown over it a few times. Never been there.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to go. That's one of my bucket list.
All right, two quick reports for this first segment. This first one is actually about, the title of the report is called Generation M2. Media in the lives of our 8 to 18-year-olds. Here's what they found. Kids today are consuming what the report calls entertainment media.
Okay.
But how much of their, quote, leisure time a day?
I would think it would be fairly high.
3 hours?
7.38 hours.
A day?
What?
A day. But it gets worse if you consider what kids... The kids are multitasking. It's actually closer to 11 hours. I'm thinking, dude, no, wait a second. I got to figure school and everything going on. All this.
Sleep.
But that's
school?
Nearly every minute of every day when kids aren't in school or sleeping.
And this is between 8 and 18-year-olds.
Yeah, no kidding. And, hey, check this now. 70% of youth say their families also have no rules about how much time they can spend with TV, video games, computers, and being online.
Mm-mm.
Here we go.
Not us.
The study also found that kids who are heavy media users actually get lower grades in school, yada, 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 yada.
I'd see that.
Yeah,
there it is.
Mm.
Now, contrast that with this. Strong families, say it again, strong families spend time together.
Yeah.
Well, that's rocket science, isn't it?
And, it
hey, in the report, it just talked about the fact that families who actually hang out together. We're going to talk about the importance of the family meal. Time magazine, CNN Time, came out with a big deal on family meal. And by the way, the books, by the way, that are written around that very concept are exploding right now. Mm-hmm. People are getting it. The family meal becomes one of those bedrock things that you've got to do with your kids if you're going to connect with them. Mm-hmm. Family vacation checks in here. And then... just the whole issue of family time together. what is it all and how does it all play together? Let me say this. Let me go back to this report. Strong families spend time together. The number one thing that still makes kids happy, a great relationship with mom and or dad.
Uplifting, encouraging, Spirit FM, Jeremy Camp, The Way at 7:36. It's Good Morning Radio on a Tuesday with Dr. Tim Clinton in the studio. Today we are talking about families.
The family meal, you all, is really important. It's getting a lot of attention in the media. Meals that are shared regularly and reliably. Mm-hmm. Reliably.
Yeah.
Those are the most important hallmarks of a strong family. Mm. Here's what they found. Stats are pretty clear about kids who dine with their folks are happier, healthier, and better students. The biggest payoff, which period of time do you think matters the most?
At night, you're talking about? Like
during
the day?
Which what age of
what
children?
Age?
Yes.
I would think eight to
preteen.
Yeah.
Actually, the teen years.
No.
It's most significant, believe it or not. Yeah. Mm-mm. The more often a family eats together, catch this, the less likely kids are to smoke, drink, do drugs, get depressed, develop eating disorders, and consider suicide.
No.
Wow.
The more likely they are to also do better in school, delay having sex, eat vegetables, learn big words, same, right? And know which fork to use. That's that crazy stuff.
Yeah.
That is.
But when they start really looking at it, it's amazing what's taking place here. What do you think keeps families from eating together? Seriously.
Oh, it's gotta
be. Why doesn't it happen?
Schedules.
Yeah, just busyness.
Schedule's one of the big three.
Too busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, what would be the rest?
Busyness of life. I mean, even, I don't know if you would
laziness
throw in.
Laziness made the list.
Of course.
Leniency, believe it or not, made the list. Why would leniency make the list?
Not wanting to demand anything from your children.
Yeah, and I think because, you know, they don't want to come down as the heavy.
Yeah, just don't want to deal with it.
And life's too complicated, and you know what? It's okay, let them use their gadgets or whatever. Most kids, most families, when they eat together at home, have what on?
Oh.
The TV.
And what else?
Or their cell phones at the table.
Yeah, even at home. Even
cell
at home.
Phones.
It happens in the restaurants.
Yep.
Don't get me started.
Mama Linda.
Oh.
Hey, here's what they also said. Keep the mealtime light and fun.
Mm.
Save the lectures for some other time.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, when you're eating together, don't be pounding on kids, otherwise they won't want to eat with you.
Yeah, true.
Keep it fun. It's like sitting around a campfire.
Mm-hmm.
We sat around the fire last week, and I was thinking to myself, some great memories going way back as a kid. How when we used to get out, we'd hang out at that fire, you know, do the s'mores, cook hot dogs, do different things. My dad used to lead young people's on Friday nights, y'all. Hundreds of kids would show up, play softball and stuff. He'd have corn boils.
Oh,
he'd buy all this pop and stuff for the kids. Back in the day, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
And then eventually we'd get to the place where around the fire, he'd have his little devotional on Friday nights.
Yeah.
What a better thing to do, keeping kids out of trouble and then be on their way. You know that? Mm. We need to figure out how to get that kind of connectedness back into our lives. You know
the
that?
Table.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, keep it light, keep it fun, save the lectures for another time. I also saw this in there. How do we make this thing happen?
Well, someone has to come up with the idea and then enforce it. It has to start with a parent.
Yeah, you know what? Anthropologist, I think his name's Peter Hammond, said, hey, listen, if you're so busy that you don't know what to do, schedule time with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Schedule the meals. Figure it out. This is when we're going to do this. Have a plan. Remember the quantity and quality debate. They go together when it comes to time. And the second key element to the family meal issue is be present.
Yeah.
When you're having a meal together, emotionally engage your kids. Don't be distracted by everything else that's going on. You know that? Even mom and dad, not just the kids, even mom and dad, emotionally engaged parents make all the difference in the lives of their children. There's a new word out that people are talking about. It's called attunement. Are you attuned with your kids?
Mm-hmm.
There's one great way to understand that.
Mm.
You've heard me do this many times. Every parent listening right now knows whether or not you're close to your children, to your son, to your daughter. Think about it. You know right now whether or not you're close. That means you're attuned to them.
Uplifting, encouraging Spirit FM, Dara McLean and Free. It's 7:45 with Good Morning Radio.
Well, we have Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors, in this morning. We're talking family time. We're talking meal time in, specifically. And so I'm thinking, I mean, we've talked about how important a family meal is together. So I'm thinking, okay, mother's thinking, I work all day. I've got to come home and spend 2 hours of food prep in the kitchen so we can have a family meal. Is that it?
The bottom line is this. It has nothing to do with food.
It has nothing to do with food.
Here's a great statement. Robin Fox, who's from Rutgers University, said this. If it was about the food, we'd package it, squirt it in their mouth, and get the job done. Mm-hmm. It really is not about the food. No, we're not saying that it's not, you know, important to be healthy in your diet and all stuff. That's not where it's about the interaction that takes place during those moments. Mm-hmm. It's like being around a fire. Something happens. There's something magical about those moments. Mm-hmm. And when you can get this family time together, it can radically alter your gang. Let me go back to a principle that Russell Barkley, I learned from him, one of the preeminent experts on ADHD and out-of-control kids, defiant kids. He says, listen, 15 to 20 minutes a day of command-free special time radically alters defiance in kids.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And he found that there was something that took place in those moments together that connected parent with child and child with parent. Mm-hmm. It's just called hanging out. Yeah. That's what we used to do back in the day when we didn't have anything to do. We had to hang out. Mm-hmm. Seriously. That's the piece that's missing, mom and or dad. If you're so busy that you can't get that in your life, you're too busy. Mm-hmm. Seriously. You need to take a deep breath and get your priorities back in play. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's spin from family meals then to family traditions here for a second. Traditions also in the research are showing up as very significant to family health and personal individual health, especially for our teens. Mm. Here's what we know about family traditions. First of all, they tend to be passed from generations to generations. You know that? Mm-hmm. And what are we talking about? What were some traditions maybe you guys had? I'll throw some out. Look at it, like reading to a child each night.
Yes.
It's amazing how you'll see that reproduced to the third and fourth generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We always did that in prayer time. We went into the room together and knelt beside the bed and we had prayer time.
Other family traditions, like movie and pizza night.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hamburgers every Friday night.
Nice. Guess what's making a comeback?
What?
Playing games.
Board games.
We used to play games a lot.
Like Uno.
Yeah.
Like that. You know that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Fun.
Getting connected again.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a lot of family traditions are built around holidays. Here we got Memorial Day coming up. Are there traditions? We used to go to the cemetery in Dubois and ride around, look at all the United States flags on all the veterans up there. And have a Memorial Day service, you know what I mean, in honor of veterans. Mm-hmm. Fourth of July celebration, big deal in my family. Mm-hmm. My dad was very patriotic. I mean, every 4th of July, everything in the house had a flag on it.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting.
That's good.
Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, those things become important. Mm-hmm. I think of Julie's family, her daddy, on Memorial Day, always took them trout fishing.
Mm-hmm. Really?
She hates
that
fishing. But it was a family tradition.
Sure.
You know that?
Yeah.
And it's still locked in their brain. Maybe Saturday mornings in bed, cuddle time.
Mm-hmm.
Start thinking about these traditions. Going to the beach every year. It's like, good night. If we didn't go to the beach, I mean, I don't know what we'd do every summer. Here's what I found out about family traditions. There are no rules. There's no right or wrong way, per se, to do them. Just do them.
And it doesn't have to anything to do with money or cost.
Yeah.
It could be something very, very simple.
Just but time together.
But significant.
Mm-hmm. What you learn from the little kids, you know, has nothing to do with that at all.
Right.
It really is. And you look at the research on teens, it's really about getting connected. So, hey, let's kind of wrap this up. What are you going to do this summer? The bottom line is get connected with your gang. Draw them in. Spend some time with them. I'll tell you what, it'll radically alter the landscape of your home. There's no substitute for attunement. Getting emotionally connected with our kids. Nothing brings greater joy to all of us. And hey, you're right, Linda. It's about the simple things. Go back. Whatever happened to storytelling?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now tell stories, traditions, things you used to do. Tell stories about, come on, Dad, tell us another one.
Mm-hmm.
Get outside. I can't believe how much I've seen in the research about just going for a walk, get a picnic going, get out and fish, do something. But the outdoors really does something to connect us. You know that? Mm-hmm. God's beautiful creation. Take a vacation. You don't have to go on some extravagant deal somewhere. Get out and go camping. Get out to the national parks. You start looking online. It's amazing what's around you. Mm-hmm. Turn the TV off. Mm-hmm. You know that? Do something radical just for a moment. Now, I'm not anti-internet, TV, and all that stuff. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying bring some balance in here. Spend an evening together and good night. When you start looking to research, start eating together again. Even if it's fast food, just, hey, somewhere, pull in, sit down, turn the world off, make fun of each other, yes. eat your hamburger sideways, I don't know, stack things up,
have fun,
stick french fries up your nose, do something, get reconnected as a family. I'll tell you what, there isn't, again, anything more important in all the world than who you loved and who loved you.